So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time, and I'm just seeing this. Why would this be breaking news from Fox? Well, when I tell you what it is, you're going to see why it is. A representative, Henry, if this person would come on, if not today, as soon as possible. I love this idea. It's Representative Abe Hamate, who I don't know. He wants to pass legislation that would honor and commemorate family members, I guess surviving angel families, of illegal alien crime. And I understand that. And the reason why is this is crime that certainly didn't have to happen. If you're not here illegally, then this crime wouldn't have. We already have enough of our own criminals. It's under that. And this is being met with tremendous resistance. So we're going to talk to Dr. Mark Siegel today about healthcare, how he sees it. I mean, he is not just a doctor. He is somebody into the politics of it, the whole thing that revolves around it. And we hope to talk to that state senator, Coleman, about Josh Shapiro, about the $1 million apparently on his home in Abington that nobody tells the taxpayers about or says anything about. We also have a business to settle, though, right out of the box. And I know how people are. I just saw Rich in the hallway, Rich Zioli and I. We weren't talking about this because I didn't think about it at the moment. I know how he is with the pineapple and pizza, as am I. We're joining forces on this, even though we can't meet on the gravy sauce debate. The pineapple pizza, though. Costco shatters records with massive pizza sales during the holiday season. They talk about unprecedented pizza sales that went on this year during the beginning of this holiday season. Why in the world are people buying pizzas from, with all the great people, places, is this an affordability thing? That's my thought. Are we that desperate? Is this a sign in the affordability crisis that people are stooping to get Costco pizzas? Now, Henry, I don't know that you would qualify as a pizza connoisseur, per se. Dan was in my camp, had a thing about, you know, chain pizzas and all, anathema, particularly in Philadelphia. Why would you go to a chain pizza place with 1,000 pizza places around? You just have to know a good one, right?
I agree, yeah. No, all right, I'm all for the local pizza joint.
Yeah, why in the world would people now be stooping? Is it affordability? They're going to Costco and they're making their own pizza at home?
Well, two things. I think, yeah, it is an affordability issue. And then secondly, Costco pizza is very good.
Oh, that's it. That's it. You are an eater, a consumer. I didn't think I'd get that out.
Yeah, no, yeah. I typically don't really like the big chains, but like, you know, my parents joined Costco earlier this year, so I went a few times, you know, buy some things.
Yeah.
Man, it's a good pizza. It's a good, they got great food there.
My God, come on.
I can see why.
This is somebody who crafts a pizza, cockamamie Costco pizza.
It's not cockamamie, though.
No,
that's the thing. No, it's a good pizza.
All right, what is it you look for in the pizza that makes it?
Well, I'm always like, first thing is the sauce. With me, the sauce has got to be right, or else the whole thing I think falls apart.
And Costco has good sauce.
Good sauce, good cheese.
Oh my God!
Yeah, because
how much do they cost for
cheese.
A normal size?
What is it? I didn't get a whole pie.
Oh, okay.
I just a slice. Yeah, I'm not.
How
I'm
much
not,
was the slice?
$1.50 or something.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the thing about it. Everything's $1. You know. Chicken bakes, what, three?
Yeah, like, I just got to say, this is anathema to me. So you're claiming Costco, so it would be as good as a neighborhood pizzeria.
Maybe not as good, but like if, you know, in a pinch.
Yeah, in a pinch, I get it. But they're selling record numbers here.
Yeah.
That's what I'm telling you.
It's. I'd say I don't want to put it at the neighborhood pizza joint, but I'll put it like just maybe a step below. Like, I don't even want to say step. Like,
look at Sean sitting in.
Sean's
today,
getting ready to get fired up.
Who's rejecting this, I would hope. Right, Sean?
I think that it's probably because people are a little tired of the big corporate chains getting kind of greedy. I don't know if greedy would necessarily be the right
That's
word.
That's okay if you feel, Well, look, I just said the chains are horrible pizza. I mean,
mostly,
they shouldn't exist.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the neighborhood. Everybody has their own favorite that does something a little bit differently, a little bit of twist.
Yeah.
I think we're in a quasi-pizza capital.
Agreed.
So how in the world? Costco, my God. Yeah, and I wouldn't eat a Domino's or whatever. I don't think I would have a Domino's. I'd have to be starving. I'd have to be shipwrecked, and a Domino's is floating by.
I had Pizza Hut like a week ago.
I'd prefer a Domino's to a Pizza Hut.
Yeah, well, that was just because like everyone was like, oh, let's just order some pizza. I'm like, I'm not breaking the bank on pizza here. Let's get some Pizza Hut.
Now let's get to Costco, guys.
Yeah. Maybe I can hit the nearest Costco, but I wasn't going to do that either.
Oh, my God. All right, see what we learn on this show. 855-839-1210. Are you a Costco's pizza fan? It's just, if Zioli finds out about this, Henry, you're not going to be talking with the Zioli gang anymore. I think you're out of your former
Have you
company.
Had a slice from Costco?
No.
I don't think I've ever been in a Costco. It almost disqualifies you from the conversation.
It's just the whole idea of that is, I don't think I've been in a Costco.
Oh,
put
you're
it
missing out.
Yeah. I don't have any objection. Roe and I were thinking of joining, but I haven't been in one. Okay, a couple of other things. 855-839-1210. I'll give you the side question. We have a lot going on today. President Trump, well, here we go again. A couple of Democrats already out there telling us that, oh, man, look at these photos. Trump with some girls in the new Epstein photos that are out. Now, there's nothing here, and again, but we're going to go down this Epstein siege again with the new photos that Democrats have had out. I think the other thing you have to watch for is this, and I've started to see Democrat after Democrat say this, Trump blowing up the Venezuelan drug boats, and Trump taking the oil tanker, as we talked about yesterday, the oil tanker was fair game. Sanctions are on Venezuela. They're definitely fair game. Taking that is a distraction. He's distracting from the affordability crisis. And they believe that winning in Miami the other day, they don't care what the solution to affordability is. They just care that that's going to be their issue. They're sold that they're going to be able to ride this. Now, looking at it strategically, I would say for them, they're right. What else do they have? What else are they going to try to get over the finish line with? They don't have anything else. So beating the affordability drum is where they're going to go. Now, in Jersey, they're in this lame duck end of the year session, and the big drive of Democrats, progressives, is to raise the sales tax to 7%. How's that affordability? Well, it's not affordability. But people in Jersey don't seem to get that. Now, it wouldn't be a whole lot from 6 and whatever it is right now to 7. But how in the world do you get to sell affordable? It's because of the media. The media will help them do that. So what is it that Republicans have to do? What is it that Trump has to do? Well, he's got to realize the polling is indicative. The perception of people right now, and perception is reality, is that people are feeling pinched. And if they are, and you're in charge, they're going to give you a period of grace. How much longer before that runs out? That's where we are. All right, let me give you this side question. Of course, tomorrow, really looking forward to seeing you. Army-Navy game. I'll be over at the Manayunk Brewery with Roe. We're going to be there meeting Navy people, talking about their military service and then watching the game. And today, all things Navy is what we're looking for. Things associated with the Navy. I'm going to take off the board one outside the box. Of course, the Village People. That song. And I looked at the lyrics. And it's just so strong. The presentation, the beat. The lyrics are incomprehensible. You're going to be getting treasure. You're going to be on shores. You're going to be doing this. That's all that they have. All right. So it's, amazing. Do you have that, Henry, a little bit of that so that people, there we go. Have you ever listened to the lyrics?
I've never listened to the song.
You haven't?
I can't say I listen to the Village People too much.
Okay. I mean, they're one of the most identifiable out there.
Not arguing that.
Yeah. All right. So the lyrics are really nothing. It's just it's the whole presentation. I'm also going to take off the board spending like a drunken sailor. Spending like a drunken sailor. And tomorrow when I'm over at the Manayunk Brewery, I'm going to lead with one of the most famous sailors ever. MC Hammer. Stanley Kirk Burrell.
Wow.
Was in the Navy. I think I have her 3 or 4 years. Picture MC Hanger in the Navy.
Can't touch this.
All right, yeah, can't touch this
on the firing line.
Yes, exactly. All right, Henry, who do you have?
Yeah, so I'm going to take off the precise time department within the U.S. Naval Observatory.
That's a good one.
The USNO Master Clock. It is an atomic clock that keeps the exact time in which we are living right now. I always found that kind of cool when I got to visit it, and I think it was in 7th grade in a field trip.
Mm-hmm.
I always found that fascinating, and it's always kind of stuck in my mind thereafter. So I'm going to take the atomic clock off the board.
All right, we'll get Sean's. He's talking to a car now. We'll get that coming up. Here's how you get in, 855-839-1210. Something or somebody associated with the Navy. And I, again, hope you're over at the Manayunk Brewery tomorrow. Really looking forward to this. I'm going to interview a lot of naval people about their service, how they see things now, and the fun of the Army-Navy game, where instant replay first surfaced in 1963. All right, 855-839-1210. And again, hit me with that. By the way, the latest outrage in this continuing Somalia scandal is that CBS did a special, and they had some sound in some of the emails of the people that ripped off over $1 billion. And just stunning what they were spending it on. They actually sent money to Al-Shabaab, but they sent money to Al-Shabaab in Somalia, to the spot, the group that was where the 1993 Black Hawk Down happened. Imagine now. Imagine these ingrates. That's where 18 Americans were killed, to the tribe that was in that area. They sent money to that group. Now, I'm not saying they did it intentionally. I'm just saying this scandal, what's going on here, is beyond belief. And the fact that this group is not doing well in America is an indicator of why you have this scandal. All right, so 855-839-1210. Get in on the side question. Also, would you Second Henry's Costco pizza. It's almost anathema. I mean,
we got to get you in this food court.
Yeah, okay.
It'll change your mind.
We'll have to do a little, pineapples to be put on it in that food court?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, well, that's good. All right, that's in their favor. All right, get in now, 855-839-12.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, 855-839-1210. So, just saw that the Department of Transportation is apparently looking to pull $73 million, and they should, from the state of New York after it turns up that half of their commercial trucking licenses went to illegal drivers. Half. Now, we have Senator Coleman coming back on with us today, and I want to get from him, what have they done to smoke out Josh Shapiro and these maniacs that are getting CDL licenses here in Pennsylvania? And two Pennsylvania representatives are under fire. They have a bill that would say you have to be able to take, they would mandate an English proficiency test for drivers. In other words, you'd have to take the driver's test in English. What is wrong with that? Immediately, they're being told that's a non-starter in Pennsylvania. You're discriminating against people. That you have to take the driver's test in English? Now think about it. You're sitting there in a room doing that versus driving down a highway at 50 or 60 miles an hour trying to decipher what you're supposed to do. I realize there are pictures with stuff today, and I realize, but I'm tired of it. And I think you are too. And the CDL license is even worse. We have a lawsuit where Letitia James, she of the real estate industry, Attorney General of New York, threatened the school board over the transgender athlete debate. So that issue just not gone away. All right, here is, I want to play cut 19 here. Here is the Bud Light marketing genius, the vice president, Alicia Hirschenfeld. She's the one that decided.
Heiner Schneid.
Oh, is that it? Okay. Decided to go with the thing that set Bud Light down this bad course. Why is it in the news again? It's in the news because factories are closing. Bud factories are closing now. And I don't remember the last time that happened. Here's the interview she did. And picture this woman. Look, she was only 27. Yet you had people that at Bud should have known better. They gave her autonomy to do what she did. Here's what she said about the choice of the spokesperson.
I'm a businesswoman. I had a really clear job to do when I took over Bud Light. And it was, this brand is in decline. It's been in decline for a really long time. And if we do not attract young drinkers to come and drink this brand, there will be no future for Bud Light. So I had this super clear mandate. It's like, we need to evolve and elevate this incredibly iconic brand. And my, what I brought to that was a belief in, okay, what does evolve and elevate mean? It means inclusivity. It means shifting the tone. It means having a campaign that's truly inclusive and feels lighter and brighter and different and appeals to women and to men. Mm-hmm. And representation is at sort of the heart of evolution. You've got to see people who reflect you in the work. And we had this hangover. I mean, Bud Light had been kind of a brand of fratty, kind of out of touch humor. And it was really important that we had another approach.
All right, then. Question is still, as the factories close now, it's one thing how they lost their market share. They went from number one. We all know that. Question that's, I don't think anybody knows. Why is it that this is stuck on Bud Light? Others take a hit. I see Cracker Barrel yesterday. People are complaining that the biscuits and the food are different now, that they're cost cutting. Now, I don't know if they would have complained before, except for what they did with their logo. Yet Cracker Barrel looks like it's surviving. They're not losing big time. They're not shutting down stores big time. Bud Light, or at least Bud, because of this, is shutting down factories. They're a beer giant that you would think couldn't be threatened in any way, shape, or form. Why did that one stick? Go back. I think it was the first big one that really, really devastated. Is it because Bud Light, to her point, was associated with something else that people sort of liked, and it was cheap, and this was just hard to believe? You're going to spin it that much. You're not evolving anything. You completely turned it on its head. All right, 855-839-1210. Side question today. Something associated with the Navy. By the way, with Stephen Miller, CNN has now responded through Mediaite that CNN is not afraid of Stephen Miller. Remember, we told you yesterday toward the end of the show. They said they would put him on. He said he would go on any topic, any time of the day. I'll make my schedule clear just to go on CNN and debate whoever it is. They've answered by saying it's not good TV to have Stephen Miller on TV. That's why they don't want to do it. Their viewers don't want it. He's bad on TV. It's the same old thing. Everything's an argument. Really? So, you know what? If you're over at CNN, think about it. 24 hours a day, or let's say 16, 17, 18. You're booking people. You're bringing guests on. Many times the guests are only on 7 or 8 minutes. So that's about 7 an hour. Sometimes they have two at once. Multiply that by the hours. And you may say, Stephen Miller, given where he is and given how ferocious of a debater he is, you mean to say you don't want to bring Stephen Miller on because he's bad TV? I find that to be preposterous. I think over at Fox, they would bring on somebody that their viewers hate to debate, potentially, if he were that positioned as Stephen Miller is and is good. So he's bad TV for CNN. That's the argument now. My professional judgment, I just don't believe that. You need somebody that can take him on. And I don't know who they have that could take him on and keep it under control enough to have a real debate with him or to bring him on with another guest. I think he might do that. That's hard to believe. Picture Scott Jennings on one side of the table, Stephen Miller on the other, and then three progressives in between the two, or 10, and the host. I'd watch. I think you'd watch too. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Let's go to Lance in South Philly on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Lance, welcome in.
Tom, how you doing today?
Good, Lance.
Well, you know, this week, your old exterminator.
Yes, I know. You're in contention, by the way, to be in our callers of the year. We're getting a lot of, let's put Lance in there.
Okay, well, thank you. Well, you know, Dom, I'm a Navy man through and through.
Why did you join the Navy? That's what I'm going to be asking people tomorrow, Lance versus the others.
I joined the Navy. My grandfather was in the Navy.
Okay.
My father was in the Navy, even when it was segregated. They still joined. They wanted to serve their country.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, blacks could only be seamen or stewards, which is a cook today, a mess specialist. And I wanted to join. I always wanted to join. And so right after high school, I worked a little bit, and then I joined. I served on board the Jersey, the USNS Mercy, the Stout, the Schenectady. And I was in Desert Storm.
Wow.
The side question is, oh, and by the way, I've been to Somalia. I was in Somalia in 1992. And we anchored out, and we actually had to have, you know, we had to have around the clock watch with guns, because they would come out to the ship and try to sell things in their little boat. So they had been out in that ocean for years robbing ships.
Mm-hmm. Now, Lance, just like go back 1 minute before you give me the side. Mm-hmm. I really went all out. I was doing morning drive WWDB to help get the battleship New Jersey to come to Camden. There was a lot of corruption, but we got her there. And I remember, true? It could shoot a shell the size of a Toyota 14 miles.
No.
It can't?
Volkswagen 23 miles.
Even better. A Volkswagen. Wow, 23 miles.
How
can you shoot a shell? Well, you've seen, and I've been on board to see the size of the gun. 23 miles. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that ship is impressive. It really is.
Yeah.
So what's your side?
Dom, no one's going to beat this. It's the uniform. The ladies love to dress blues. Your white hat, that's the Dixie cup. The 32 buttons, is the dress blues, the bell bottom. I know the Marine Corps uniform is impressive. I understand it. But the lady loved the dress blues.
All right. That might be the winner right out of the box. I'm thinking of Tom Cruise and A Few Good Men. By the way, Alexa is out. Yeah, it's up. Go ahead, Henry.
Oh, no, Sean has something. He just told me something very interesting about the uniforms.
Yes. So the bell bottoms ended up in like military surplus stores back in like the 50s and 60s, and that's where the hippies got them from originally. They got them from the military surplus store, and then that just became the fashion.
Yeah, I still have bell bottoms at home. Still have a whole array of them.
I have to wear them.
You and me both.
Yes. Yeah, Sean has them too.
Oh, God.
All right. So Alexa is out today, And one of the most asked questions on Alexa is, what is the height of Tom Cruise? Since I just mentioned the Navy thing and A Few Good Men. And they do answer 5'6".
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, why are we concerned about Tom Cruise's height? You know, but that's
he's been in a lot of movies lately. I guess he's on front of mind.
Yeah. Some other leading Alexa, how long do you poach an egg? What is the diameter of the earth? Is Dom Giordano really 6'1" 1/4 inches? Does Henry Michette really have a mullet? Those are just a few of the Alexa questions that have been asked. Wait a minute. This is illegal.
I don't know what's going on back here.
This producer's lounge, and that's what it is. Now, has four producers in it. What the heck's Greg Stocker doing, paying producers to be in the lounge here?
Apparently.
And they're of all stripes. Some are the Always Show. Some
what are we volunteering
people to work
for?
With me, you two guys. I mean, how many Dan will probably pop in next? That's a code fire code violation. Too many producers in one spot. None of them look like they're eating Costco pizza either, Henry. But
do you guys like Costco pizza?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I got a yes from Matt.
I love Costco pizza.
There you go.
Oh, I never had it.
All right.
You're mixing out, Kirk.
Let's go to Jim in Boyertown, another Costco pizza guy. All right, Jim, tell me about Chef Boyardee and Costco.
Okay, Dom, here's the deal. I'm absolutely 100% in agreement with Henry's Costco pizza assessment. I mean, the slices are huge. The crust is always fluffy and not overbaked. The sauce or gravy is excellent, as is the cheese. I usually get it with pepperoni, and the price for slice is only $1.99. And a whole pizza is around $10.50.
All right.
So Henry, you've got my vote on that for sure.
This seems like the Great Depression is setting in. It's really you two guys. This is affordability, and you don't want to go and buy a real pizza. That's what I'm hearing.
Henry said it's just a slight step below your neighborhood pizza. Mm-hmm. I say it's equal to or as good as.
Let's
or
go,
better
Jim.
Than.
Yeah,
let's
well,
go,
Boyertown, okay. I know, is the gourmet capital of the world. Maybe that explains it, Jim.
Yeah. And my answer to the side question is my dad was in the U.S. Navy during World War II. He loves spinach, as do I. But my answer to the side question is that spinach lover, Popeye the Sailor Man.
That's a pretty good one. Boy, this Navy thing right out of the box. Those are two great answers. The uniform, Popeye the Sailor. Hit us with something Navy. I'll give you another one, and you can give us one of these. They have their own language. You don't say, aye, sir, anywhere else. You know? But who says, aye? Aye, we'll be saying that. You know, pirates, maybe. Aye, sir. All right, so any of the other words they use, apparently they don't call it the brig in anything else, at least that I know of. That seems to be more Navy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, do they have brigs on anything else?
I don't know if they might call it the brig, but the Navy definitely does.
Yeah, I feel like the brig is the prison on the ship.
Yes.
Specifically.
That may be right.
Else.
Yeah, that may be what it is.
The vessel.
Yeah.
And I don't think they use the term mutiny quite as much in the other branches. You don't hear about mutinies. It's only on a ship.
Do mutinies still happen? I mean, well, yeah, if you're on a submarine, you know, miles underneath the surface, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Crimson Tide.
Exactly.
It happens.
Another really good film. All right, 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All we need you to do is just push #1210 to get in. We got Dr. Mark Siegel coming up a little bit later on talking about healthcare. And again, Fox News, again, Dr. Siegel, you know what he's talking about? Kensington, notorious open-air drug market. The battle in Philadelphia, right as I speak. And Sherelle Parker is doing it. I think she ought to be more blatant about it. City Council voted yesterday to do this. They are chasing out these harm reduction people. They're telling them, get the hell out. These are the people that say, you can continue to do drugs. When you're going to do it in front of us so we'll bail you out of an overdose. How in the world do you have this national scourge here, Kensington, and it's allowed to go on? And I believe it's just a question of will. I think you have to have a mayor saying, I don't care what I have to do. We are not having this. And you'll have people say, well, you can't do this. Arrest them, too. We're not having Kensington. Kensington is over. If they try to go to other streets, same thing. We're going to shut it down. whatever you're prepared to do, we're prepared to stop it. You would think you'd be embarrassed that that reputation, maybe number one in the country. All right, 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT on demand.
Crimson Tide. There we go. All right, Dom Giordano show. Yeah, that is pretty. I don't know if it won an award, Academy Award for Music. It is very good.
Hans Zimmer.
I saw just the first time this season last night, It's a Wonderful Life.
Mm.
And for the first time ever, I did not spot anything new. I mean, every word of dialogue, I could put a comment in there. I knew it. And bothering Ro with it as I was telling her it. Particularly Donna Reed's role. The best moment of It's a Wonderful Life to me is when Donna Reed jumps in with the $2,000 in their wedding money to save the savings and loans. Just unbelievable when she does it. And Jimmy Stewart, we were talking about the age. They're portraying him as like 26, 27.
I think people, even younger than that.
Right.
Points.
Well, yeah. At the beginning, right. Well, he was at a high school dance.
High school, yeah.
Is it the hats? What is it? Why did people look older then than they do now? Is it the black and white? Maybe that's what it is.
I think it's a multitude of factors, but the top one I always come back to is smoking. No one smokes like they did anymore. There's no smoke in the air, you know, inside.
And the smoking makes you look older.
Definitely.
Because they were smokers, you mean?
Not even. They didn't even have to be a smoker. I'm just saying, like, If this were the 1920s right now,
right.
You know, me or Sean could be toking a cigarette right now and just having the haze in here just hitting our, you know, faces over and over again.
Well, my family doctor when I was a kid, for my parents, and he was a gynecologist and he delivered babies, he would smoke during the exam. He was a chain smoker. He'd be weighing you, be puffing on a cigarette. It might be done by that. Put it out and then light up another one as he's weighing you and examining you sometime with the stethoscope and the cigarette in there.
Blowing the smoke out of your face?
Yes, yes.
All right.
You're trying to. All right, let's go to Joe in Columbus on Talk Radio 1210. Now, Joe, you are the one of our great go-to guys of reason and common sense. Is Costco putting out a great pizza? Come on.
Tom, I will offend a couple of our YouTube chatters with this, but I will change the name. I will go on a campaign like you have for gravy, and I will campaign to change that name to Metagon Pizza.
Absolutely, Jeff. My God. And Henry's almost in the tribe there. I think he's half or something. Yeah. Are you completely? Yeah. Okay.
I said you could trip and fall out of your car at any place in Jersey
yes.
or Philadelphia and run into a great pizza place. Why? Why?
That's the question I'm asking. It's like
$22.
Why are we here? I'm asking, why is Costco selling record numbers of pizzas?
But Henry, Joey, I'm not gonna scrimp on my palate. Not for pizza. I'm sorry.
Joe, this is the metric of the affordability crisis. Trump's got to get on the pizza thing. They're too expensive.
But you got to pamper yourself every once in a while. Might as well be at a good tomato pie place.
Exactly.
So, And I know I'm offending one of our very close one of my close friends and chatters with that one, but I got to hold my ground. I do. My side answer, Dom, is even before we were a union, we established a Navy through our Continental Congress, and that Navy port was in Norfolk, Virginia, and it still exists today as one of our powerhouses.
Very nice, Joe. Thank you. Yeah, this Navy thing, I knew people would have good answers. By the way, your U.S. Navy has submitted its report on the potential punishment for Senator Mark Kelly. I don't have it yet. The instant I get it, you know, for the battle over the tape that they put out, the PSA, et cetera, they have submitted it. So it appears to be there should be some punishment in their view. And as we said, maybe loss of rank. Is that too much? Maybe taking the pension away. Going to be a firestorm when that comes down. It could come down today. I'll let you know as soon as we get it. All right, coming up, we're going to speak with Senator Coleman, who was with us before. Did Josh Shapiro really put $1 million that taxpayers know nothing about to protect his residence over in Abington? Is that okay? And CDL licenses. Remember the maniac captured in Kansas that had one and he had the real ID and can't speak English and he's wanted as a terrorist? 855-839-1210.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
Okay, it is Dom time. Welcome in Senator Jared Coleman with us. I know he's on a tight schedule today. He's the head of the Transportation Committee, Pennsylvania's 16th District. And he was with me before when the story broke about the CDL and the real ID of this guy wanted for terrorism in Uzbekistan here illegally, caught by ICE. Driving a big rig in Kansas. But Josh Shapiro takes center stage here first. You know what happened to his home? Tragic, right? Or could have been tragic. But how about his residence here in the Philadelphia area? Let's go to the senator. Hey, Senator, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you for having me. And I'm the chairman of the Senate Intergovernmental Operations Committee here. We deal with lots of different issues. And I appreciate you letting me on. A lot of people are talking about the subpoenas being issued about the governor's, yes. You know, unprecedented money being spent. So if I may just kind of set the table for folks that, you know, maybe aren't aware that let's talk about how we got here. Right. So the governor and his family were attacked at the governor's residence. That's owned by taxpayers in Harrisburg on Passover. We'll think of that as like the Pennsylvania White House in a sense. This attack, of course, completely appalling, inexcusable. No one is saying, no one's excusing it's terrible. Political violence has no place, of course. But we still haven't seen the after-action report on how the attacker was able to gain access to the residence in Harrisburg or any subsequent security review. But those reports have triggered what we would say is a series of reactions that have gone unchecked completely, that's resulted in unprecedented excessive expenditures of tax dollars. So this is where it gets interesting. $32 million being spent to restore and upgrade the taxpayer-owned residence in Harrisburg. Now, folks say, okay, that's the taxpayer-funded residence. It's been damaged. We need to repair it. But $32 million.
$32 million? I had not seen that figure. $32 million.
Correct.
Wow.
On essentially a home that maybe was worth $4 million. Like, wow. At this point, it may have been cheaper for us to maybe just sell and get a new property or maybe even just bulldoze and start over. So $32 million on that. But now it gets really interesting. We started asking some questions because we've learned that over $1 million are being spent on Governor Shapiro's private real estate property. Again, privately owned home in Montgomery County, around like $1.3 million in Montgomery County. Now, no one knew this was happening. This was all being done in secrecy. Again, this administration has a transparency problem. We can get to that, but as we have before. But no one in the General Assembly knew that these modifications were being to his private real estate property and almost 100 miles away from the attack, that those modifications were being made. And we asked the state police, because we started going through some contracts to see where exactly what was going on, and we noticed that they referenced two residences, plural. And we thought that was interesting because we were only aware of one taxpayer owned. Mm-hmm. property. So we asked the commissioner of the state police to clarify that. And ironically, 2 days after we asked for clarification, they sent a letter back saying, oh, yeah, by the way, we're spending over $1 million on the governor's private real estate property, which is deeply disturbing, you know, because this is about setting a precedent, right? No administration, really, Republican or Democrat, I think we've been pretty consistent, should be allowed to operate in the shadows when you're talking about public tax dollars. Are we just going to give every future governor a blank check to spend whatever they want to without any oversight on their own personal property?
Exactly.
and get exactly. a personal gain, right? So, you know, that's why this is really important. And people are very, rightly so, I think people are very upset. Everyone understands we need to repair a property that was damaged by the fire in Harrisburg. But when folks find out that, you know, for an $800,000 home in Abington Township to receive over $1 million of upgrades, doubling potentially its value, like, how does the taxpayer get protected in that? When he goes to sell his house, for example, what do the taxpayers get reimbursed for that gain? These are questions that we have, and it says a lot when we're unable to get this information and have to result to a subpoena because the state police and the governor don't want to give us this information.
Well, good on you guys that you've done that, because it's an somewhat extraordinary thing. What rankles me about Josh Shapiro, and I think I told you, Senator, way back to when he was a representative duking it out with me at a couple of public events and on the air, here's a guy milking this whole thing, and yet he won't say he runs from the fact that this guy did it because of anti-Semitic stuff, Gaza, etc., because he's running for President Shapiro. And his party has that problem. Yet he talks about the state police in glowing terms. Why did they let the guy get in there? Why did they let him do this? And why didn't they catch him immediately? We just discount that. And then he puts this on his home. You and I want him to be protected, and particularly his family. But you don't get to put over $1 million on there. That's something where everybody has to agree to this. And I don't think we would ever agree to that. What do you know what the $1 million plus went for?
Again, we still struggle to get full details, right, to get a full picture of what's going on. What we know is that, we know there's been things that have been purchased, $80,000 for tree trimming,
Wait a minute, Senator. How about if you and I go over there? We'll do it for 40, right? My God, $80,000 for tree trimming.
$300,000 for a luxury, cedar wood fence that still hasn't been installed, $5,000 for boulders. And what's also disturbing is the way the way it's procured is all emergency procurement, which are very uncompetitive bids, selecting the contractors. That's the taxpayer loses in that situation. And we as legislators, we're the ones that can fix this. We're the ones that can put kind of guardrails on how this is going down. You know, when you review these emergency procurement construction policies, mm-hmm. which they're trying to pay these bills through, those are supposed to be used for public real property. That's an important distinction, because what they're trying to do is use it for personal real estate holdings. I'm not even sure these bills can be paid. And when we start asking these questions and they push back this much, people are appalled. I'll tell you what, I've never seen this kind of reaction of people saying, look, we get it. The house in Harrisburg, of course, we have to repair that. Maybe it was underinsured. Maybe we spent too much. Good. Let's look at that. But when they hear that their money, your listeners' money, is being used for his personal gain on his personal real estate portfolio, that's a problem. And we taxpayers deserve answers.
Yeah.
So this is about precedent, right? What are we going to do? We need to make sure that our laws today are up to the snuff to address the challenges and guide us through this process. I mean, it seems like they're pretty much in chaos, very uncoordinated, and these it all is happening in the dark, and it's absurd. Folks are very upset. So, they definitely deserve answers here.
Well, particularly when the president comes to Mount Airy Lodge, and all week long we hear lectures on affordability by Josh Shapiro. This doesn't seem like a guy who's really interested in that when he's engaged in $80,000 for the tree trimmings. My God.
Yeah, I mean, a $280,000 fence, again, like a Western cedar fence that now they're saying they may not even install on the property anymore. So we don't get a refund. The taxpayers get the refund on that. This is out of control.
While I have you here, any update, because we just see, and I know you might be in, I know the Pennsylvania Society thing the next couple of days, New York, Duffy threatening them with $73 million to be withheld, because now the report indicates New York State, half of the CDL licenses went to people that are here illegally. We had, I think the last time you and I talked, it was 12 or so in that raid down south. What's the latest on trying to close that portal?
The Transportation Committee in the Senate this week, they held a hearing where they got some testimony from PennDOT and some motor carriers to try to understand how this is happening. It does appear that there are definitely licenses that are being issued that extend past lawful visa dates. So when their legal ability to remain in the country has expired, there are instances where their driver's license is still valid. So I think that was a takeaway. But in terms of what's happening, in New York, good on Sean Duffy, right? I mean, good on Secretary Duffy.
Yeah, yep.
That's absurd. I mean, why is it so easy for them to get these licenses, and it was so hard for my wife to get a real ID?
You're aware of this, but I would tell you, I feel these calls all the day. You have your constituents, but mine's across all of Pennsylvania. The outrage over being put through those hoops, and then this guy wanted for terrorism here illegally, gets a real ID. And then at the federal level, I think since the last time we talked, the $45 you pay and you can still fly without the real ID. This is what gets people angry.
Right. Yep, I agree. And people should be upset because that's absolutely absurd. So, again, good on Secretary Duffy. I hope if they are doing that, I hope they withhold that he stands true to that, and they do withhold it until they can ensure that only folks that are here legally are able to drive, right? Because when you're driving down the road with your family and you see some of those trucks, some of those, 80,000 pounds, some of them too, there's a lot of responsibility that goes behind that. Right?
Let me ask you a Senator parting question here, which is this. Again, we are grateful that you and the Senate pro tempore did come on the station. Is the rest of the media curious and really gone after what's happening with his personal residence?
Oh, yeah.
They are.
Yeah, we've seen I can't explain how many Pennsylvanians just are enraged.
Okay.
I would say over the fact that it's for the personal property, right? That's unprecedented. Right. When Doug Mastriano was running for governor, the state police told him if he did any repairs to his residence, he'd have to pay for them. I mean, what a double standard now Shapiro gets it paid for.
All right. Here's the media
is caught on.
Yeah. Here's the question, though. What is the magic of Josh Shapiro? I do a Meet the Press show, our big show in the Philadelphia area. And my fellow panelists, almost to a person, they're gaga over this guy. You can tell I'm on the way opposite side. What's the magic of this guy that he does in this stuff and seemingly gets away with it?
Yeah, I mean, the magic is $5 million of your tax dollars being used for a PR operation inside the governor's office.
Yep.
Right? So, I mean, look, they have a transparency problem. They've avoided accountability every time until they're caught. I think the bail's coming back now. Obviously, there's questions about multiple issues here. Right? What was it? The sexual harassment stuff. All of a sudden, the emails were deleted. Now flying around the state police aircraft to sidestep public reporting laws. Now the personal property on the tax dollars. Talk about no kings, right? Talk about no kings.
Exactly.
So, really, really. We'll keep you updated, though, as
Thank
we move
you, Senator,
on
very much.
Through this process to, try to protect the taxpayers in the state.
You're doing a great job. Thank you very much. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Senator Jared Coleman here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Henry and producers, why don't you get out there? This is better, double time here. $80,000 to trim the trees, not to be taken.
Yeah, seriously.
Tree trimming. And to rebuild in Harrisburg, $32 million.
They better be making sculptures out of bushes and stuff.
But that residence was maybe $4 million, and it's going to cost $32 million more to rebuild it to his specifications. I remember he had a problem before, Henry, if you Google it. Something about the little dog thing for the dog to run in and out, the dog thing.
The door?
Yeah, and it was something like it was heated, some crazy thing that he did. In the residence. This guy is an all-time menace. How many years have I talked about him? And now the menace is about ready to go nationally. My God. $32 million to rebuild that. All right, I'm coming to your calls next. 855-839-1210. Later on this hour, we'll talk with Dr. Mark Siegel. His thoughts on the healthcare debate. As it grinds, next week's going to be the real showdown to see if anything can happen. I don't see who has a plan. This is day 26 of asking Brian Fitzpatrick to come on and talk to his constituents in Bucks County. Let's see if that'll be day 29 on Monday, I guess. All right, 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.